Joining us now is our Hollywood insider, Lisa Johnson-Mandel from athomeinhollywood.com. Happy Friday, Lisa.
Happy Friday to you, too. There are a lot of movies opening wide today.
All right. Yes, yeah, some as opposed to platform, I guess we could explain that. But, you know, you have one that just, they platform here and there, and then everybody gets to see them. So what should we start with this morning?
Well, let's start with 12 Strong. That's opening new everywhere. And, you know, war movies are not usually my favorite genre. And even though 12 Strong stars the captivating Chris Hemsworth and the magnetic Michael Shannon, I was not looking forward to see it. But knock me over with a feather. I found this film to be intriguing, compelling, exciting. All the good things a good movie should be, of any genre should be. It's the one about the 12 soldiers who are the first to engage the Taliban after 9/11. And the team of local warriors on horseback who went into battle with them. And no matter how you feel about this war, this film encapsulates a fascinating example of the human struggle to understand, to survive, and to conquer. Oh, my goodness, it's so inspiring and so exciting. I was on the edge of my seat throughout the whole thing.
How much of this film is archaeologically accurate, if you will?
Well, quite a bit, apparently. I mean, the actual conversations that they had, you know, of course, are not... You know, we're not documented, but it is definitely based on the true story. I mean, all the main plot points actually happened, and it's really inspiring, and I think gives us great pride in our military.
All right. Meanwhile, at the other theater down the street, what else is opening?
Well, there's Forever My Girl, which is a good-natured film that feels like an episode of Nashville mixed with an episode of Friday Night Lights. And those, by the way, are two shows I really happen to enjoy.
Okay, so you're liking this film then.
Yeah, most critics are panning it, but I say, what's wrong with a good old-fashioned story about star-crossed lovers where people don't drop the F-bomb every 30 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think it's kind of sweet, and it's got really good country music in it. Then there's another one opening wide called Den of Thieves, which is a gritty heist film about a gang of robbers trying to rob the Federal Reserve Bank in Los Angeles. And on the side of the law are tough cops led by take-no-prisoners Gerard Butler. And then it also stars Pablo Schreiber and 50 Cent and O'Shea Jackson Jr., who looks so much like his dad, Ice Cube, I can't get past it. Anyway, it's sort of a testosterone-fueled flick with plenty of twists and turns. And then also opening wide are Academy Award contenders I, Tonya, which stars Margot Robbie as Tonya Harding and her much-awarded Allison, or mother played by Allison Janney.
Yeah, that's really bringing viewers to their knees.
As it did Nancy Kerrigan.
Exactly.
Yes, and then there is Call Me By Your Name, which is a movie about an of-age grad student having an affair with his underage son of his faculty advisor, which I find very odd. It's even being released now. And let's see, one more big one. Phantom Thread, which is an excellent film about the haute couture industry in the 1950s.
Early 50s, post-World War II. So I'm looking forward to seeing that one in particular.
Oh, I love that film. It's directed by one of my favorite directors, Paul Thomas Anderson. And it's just really compelling, but it's not for kids. Not that there are adult themes, but kids just won't get it. It's very sophisticated.
All right, very good. Well, we thank you for that.
So Ross can't
watch
it.
So I can't go, is what you're saying? Yeah. Is that what you're telling us? Don't bother.
No, I think you will appreciate it, but the 12-year-old in your life will not.
All right, very good. Yes, my inner child won't enjoy it, but I will. Something like that. Thank you, Lisa, and we'll... talk to you next Friday, and you can follow Lisa on her website at athomeinhollywood.com and, of course, on Facebook and Twitter, Lisa Johnson-Mandel.